So, for the last few years, using artificial intelligence has felt a lot like, well, like renting a really luxurious apartment.
Oh, yeah, completely. You get all the perks, but none of the ownership.
Exactly. I mean, you get all these amazing amenities, right? You've got smart assistants that know your schedule, instant image generation, writing code on command.
But at the end of the day, you don't actually own the
Yeah.
building. You don't own the plumbing.
Right. And if the landlord just decides to, double your rent or analyze your personal data or literally just change the locks, you're completely out of luck.
Yeah, you have temporary access to this infrastructure, but you possess absolutely zero computational sovereignty.
Zero.
The moment that server connection drops, your digital intelligence just vanishes.
But, and this is the crazy part, the digital housing market basically flipped overnight. Like a massive paradigm shift is happening right under our feet. And today, we are unpacking exactly how you can seize control of it.
It's a huge shift.
We've got our hands on a leaked tech newsletter. It's the Tech and Morning Report from April 27, 2026, and it's titled The Battle of Intelligent Civilizations.
Such a dramatic title, but honestly, it fits.
It really does. And this document outlines this critical 12-hour window where the big tech monopoly effectively just collapsed.
Yeah, so our mission today is to break down this whole sequence of interconnected shocks across software and consumer hardware.
Right.
We're going to look at the specific engineering breakthroughs that are violently decentralizing AI, pulling it completely out of those billion-dollar data centers and putting it directly onto your physical desk.
The era of relying on tech giants is fracturing.
Exactly. We're looking at the actual toolkit for true digital independence here.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because according to the Techin Report, this entirely new landscape crystallized starting in the middle of the night.
Right, it happened fast.
Like at 2:20 a.m., technical documents leak online. By 3:40 a.m., Google insiders are frantically confirming these massive defensive data center deployments.
Panicking, basically.
Total panic. And by 5:00 a.m., global hardware inventories for everyday desktop computers literally hit zero.
It looks like a coordinated attack, I mean, on paper, but it's actually just a textbook cascade failure of the old cloud computing paradigm.
Wow.
Yeah. And to understand the hardware panic, we really have to start with the software earthquake that triggered the whole thing, which was the April 25 release of a model called DeepSeek V4.
Right. DeepSeek V4 is the spark. The report notes that this model matches the raw reasoning and performance of massive legacy models like GPT-4o,
Yeah.
but it does it at a staggering 50 times lower cost.
Yeah, it's hard to even wrap your head around that.
50 times. That isn't just like a cute little incremental software update. That is a total price crash that fundamentally alters the global economics of artificial intelligence.
A 50 times cost reduction completely changes who gets to play the game. But, the really fascinating part of the Techin report is the actual mechanism behind it.
Right, because how do you make it that cheap without making the AI incredibly stupid?
Exactly. So the source points to this breakthrough in memory architecture called multi-head latent attention, or MLA.
MLA, okay.
In traditional AI models, every time you ask a question, the system has to cache or temporarily store an enormous amount of context for every single head or processing pathway it uses to think.
And that just eats memory alive, right?
Oh, it completely devours it.
It's like having a classroom of 50 students. And instead of writing the lesson on one shared chalkboard, the teacher prints out an entire separate 1,000-page textbook for every single student for every single question.
Yes, that is a great way to visualize the inefficiency of it. So MLA fixes this by compressing all that memory into a shared latent space. It essentially creates a single master index.
Okay, so they all just share the one chalkboard.
Precisely. The model doesn't need to duplicate the context anymore. It just pulls from that one highly compressed index. And that alone cuts the memory overhead during inference, the actual process of the AI generating your answer by a massive 80%.
That is insane. And then they paired that memory compression with something called dynamic routing, right?
Right.
Because the legacy models, the ones running in those massive cloud centers, they basically fire up their entire neural network for every single word they generate.
It's so wasteful.
It is.
Yeah.
It's like walking into a massive dark department store. But instead of turning on the lights for the entire building, DeepSeek's dynamic routing ensures that only the lights in the specific aisle you are walking down turn on.
Just lighting up exactly what you need.
Exactly. By only activating the necessary neurons, they're running on about 5% of the total network per token generated. The energy savings are just astronomical.
And when you are running billions of computations a second, keeping 95% of the lights off changes the global power dynamic.
Right.
And that leads directly to this massive geopolitical shift. Because DeepSeek V4 isn't just efficient, the report details how it's specifically tuned to run on the Huawei Ascend 920 chip.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it gets a 42% throughput increase on the specific hardware.
So they successfully bypassed the NVIDIA bottleneck entirely.
Completely bypassed it.
Because for the better part of a decade, if you wanted to build serious AI, you were practically forced to use NVIDIA's GPUs and their proprietary software, CUDA. Like, that was the toll booth everyone had to pay.
But now, the East has proven they can circumvent those global hardware sanctions. They no longer need NVIDIA to achieve state-of-the-art intelligence.
Which is a massive deal.
Huge. And if you zoom out and look at Google and Amazon Web Services, I mean, this is a doomsday scenario for their current business models.
Because their empires are built on hoarding impossibly expensive NVIDIA GPUs in these massive warehouses.
Exactly. And then renting that compute power back to you at a massive premium. But now, a rival is offering high-end intelligence that runs on cheaper chips for, like, the price of tap water.
We are literally witnessing the death of luxury AI and the dawn of intelligence commoditization.
That's exactly what the report calls it.
But here's where it gets really interesting for you listening right now. If the software is suddenly this incredibly lean and cheap, where is it going?
Yeah.
Because it obviously doesn't need to stay locked in a climate-controlled data center anymore.
No, it doesn't.
This leap in software efficiency immediately triggered a physical hardware rebellion.
The empty shelf crisis.
The empty shelf crisis. The Techin report highlights this sudden, severe global shortage of the Apple Mac Mini M4.
Just gone.
Inventories in major tech hubs, London, Dubai, San Francisco, hit absolute 0% practically overnight. The secondary market prices surged by 96% in a single morning.
It's wild.
The hardware fear and greed index is sitting at 88 out of 100, which is extreme greed. And lead times for new orders are stretching well over 8 weeks.
People are just panic buying them.
But wait, let me push back a bit here. The math on this doesn't totally make sense to me. A Mac Mini, like the little silver box that sits on a desk and fits in a backpack, is replacing enterprise server racks.
I know, it sounds ridiculous.
I understand DeepSeek is efficient. But how is a consumer device doing the heavy lifting of a massive, power-hungry NVIDIA graphics card without just melting straight through the desk?
Right. It sounds impossible until you look at the architectural paradigm shift Apple quietly pulled off regarding memory. They utilize something called unified memory.
Okay.
In a traditional high-end PC built for AI, you have your regular system RAM on the motherboard, and then your graphics card has its own completely separate VRAM.
Two different physical pools of memory.
Exactly. And moving data back and forth between those two physical locations creates a massive power-hungry bottleneck.
Oh, it's like having two separate archives and forcing the archivist to physically run across the street every single time they need to cross-reference a file. It just slows everything down and exhausts the system.
That is exactly it. But the M4 chip puts the main processor, the graphics processor, and the memory all together in one single high-speed pool.
So there's no running across the street?
None. The memory bandwidth is so fast and so wide that a standard 16-gigabyte Mac Mini can match the actual inference speed a high-end PC equipped with an NVIDIA RTX 4090.
Wait, really? A Mac Mini matches a 4090?
In terms of inference, yes. And because of the M4's thermal efficiency, it does it in near silence.
So tech professionals are looking at this hardware-software collision and realizing, hey, we don't need to rent cloud space anymore.
Nope. They are yanking their data entirely offline.
The report details developers ditching these monitored centralized servers to build secure AI home farms. Like, they're downloading heavy localized models like Llama 4 and DeepSeek Pro and just running them right in their living rooms.
Yeah, Apple basically woke up and found themselves the undisputed king of desktop AI.
Completely inadvertently, too.
Totally by accident. While NVIDIA was hyper-focused on supplying multi-billion-dollar enterprise clusters to Microsoft and Meta, Apple accidentally created the perfect localized compute node.
It empowers the everyday user to process their own highly sensitive data behind their own closed doors.
Right.
But once that hardware is sitting on your desk and you've severed ties with the cloud, what are you actually doing with all that raw compute power?
Good question.
The deep dive goes into how this localized hardware is democratizing creativity, basically allowing users to control their own output without relying on massive software corporations.
Yeah, and the primary example from the Techin report is Comfy UI, which, by the way, just raised $500 million.
That is a massive round.
It is. This started as a niche, highly technical hobbyist tool, but it has evolved into what analysts are calling visual factories. Comfy UI relies on a node-based interface.
Meaning what exactly?
Well, instead of using a single lockdown application where the company dictates all the features, Comfy UI lets you orchestrate dozens of specialized AI models locally on your own machine.
Oh, so you essentially build an assembly line.
Exactly.
You type one text prompt, and the software routes it through one model dedicated solely to layout, then another model trained perfectly on lighting, a third for rendering textures, and a fourth for upscaling.
Yeah, and it produces high-fidelity cinematic output that previously required a Hollywood studio budget.
And it's a direct threat to Adobe subscription dominance. I mean, anyone with a dedicated laptop can now pump out top-tier content.
And we are also seeing this synergy of localized hardware and intelligent software extend to daily utility, too.
Right, like the hardware company Nothing.
Yeah, they just launched a feature called AI Dictation. And it doesn't merely transcribe your voice to text.
It's way more than that.
It uses semantic intelligence to actively edit your tone, restructure your grammar, and format your thoughts as you speak. But the critical element is that it processes all of this entirely on device.
Absolute data privacy.
Yeah.
None of your voice data is being beamed to some server out there to be analyzed or used to train future models.
None of it.
Plus, they pair it with their iconic DOT matrix user interface, which strips away all those overwhelming colors and notifications to minimize cognitive load and eye strain. It is just a brilliant marriage of aesthetics, extreme privacy, and localized power.
It really is.
But to make sure we're giving you the unvarnished reality of the source material here, we do have to look at the massive friction involved.
Oh, yeah. It's not all sunshine.
The report explicitly outlines the struggles with these decentralized tools. Like, the era of creative sovereignty is not exactly plug and play just yet.
The growing pains are severe. Comfy UI, for instance, has a brutally steep learning curve if you don't have a background in software architecture.
That's intimidating.
Extremely. Running these multi-node visual pipelines still requires really careful management of your local memory. And because it's open source and constantly evolving, the lack of standardized documentation makes troubleshooting workflow errors incredibly frustrating.
I can imagine.
Yeah, long-form creative projects can quickly turn into these unmanageable tangles of nodes.
So you're basically trading the convenience of the cloud for the raw, messy reality of total independence.
Exactly.
But while everyday users are fighting through these steep learning curves to build their own localized tools, the giant tech empires aren't just going to quietly surrender their monopolies, right?
Oh, definitely not.
If millions of users are suddenly building powerful AI networks in their living rooms, how are the tech giants responding to this mass exodus?
They are building impenetrable fortresses.
Wow.
Yeah. The Tekken report points to Google writing a $40 billion check to Anthropic to finalize a model called Mythos. And Mythos is running on Google's new TPU v6 architecture.
Let's clarify that hardware for a second.
Yep.
Because we've been talking about GPUs, graphics processing units, which are great at handling lots of calculations at once.
Right.
But a TPU, or a tensor processing unit, is custom-built silicon designed exclusively for the specific math required by artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
It's the difference between, like, a highly versatile workshop and a hyper-specialized assembly line.
That's a perfect way to put it. And that hyper-specialized power is being poured into a completely different philosophy of AI.
How so?
Well, Mythos is not a chatbot for writing emails or generating marketing copy. It is immune-centric AI.
Immune-centric?
Yeah. In a landscape where adversarial AI can now generate millions of polymorphic viruses, you know, malware that constantly rewrites its own underlying code to evade traditional firewalls, standard cybersecurity is entirely obsolete.
So Mythos is built as digital armor to guard critical infrastructure, like power grids, international banking systems, massive global data centers.
Exactly. The report highlights this insane metric called 2.5 trillion reaction latency with sub 500 millisecond execution.
Oh my God.
Right. That means in the blink of an eye, the system can evaluate trillions of possible network states or attack vectors, identify an anomaly, and neutralize the threat before a human operator even registers an alert.
It is the ultimate defensive weapon. But, I mean, anytime a massive centralized corporation builds an impenetrable digital system with that level of deep network integration, it inevitably sparks massive market anxiety.
It definitely does.
Which brings us to a specific warning detailed in the Tekken report. We have a rumor alert to discuss here.
And we need to frame this carefully.
Yes, absolutely.
We are looking objectively at a highly controversial market tension outlined in the source material. We are not validating this claim, nor are we taking a political stance on it, but we have to examine the severe public anxiety it represents.
Exactly. We are just the messengers here. So, the source notes a dark rumor circulating among analysts close to Anthropic. The claim alleges that Google's $40 billion gambit utilizes a mechanism called semantic shielding.
Right.
And according to the rumor, this system gives Mythos the ability to deeply scan network metadata, like the contents routing through Gmail or Google Docs, and automatically suppress or throttle any information that contradicts Google's internal fact-checking algorithms.
It's a heavy accusation.
It is. Critics of the report are calling it a digital dictatorship disguised as necessary cybersecurity. So what does this all mean for the tech landscape?
Well, honestly, the validity of the rumor almost matters less than the fear of it.
Interesting.
Yeah, because it perfectly encapsulates the terrifying trade-off of 2026. The extreme tension between absolute infrastructure-level cybersecurity and individual privacy.
Right.
Google's bet is that institutional users will ultimately choose the safety of the armor over the transparency of the network. And the fear of that exact scenario,
yeah,
you know, a centralized authority scanning and judging private data at the network level, is exactly what is driving the mass migration toward offline, local AI on devices like the Mac Mini.
Because the fear of the mega fortress pushes the consumer to build their own local castle.
Precisely.
And we are seeing this overarching theme pushing limits, managing massive risks, and craving control bleeding directly into pop culture, too.
We really are.
To round out the deep dive, the Techin Report transitions from the heavy geopolitical AI wars to a really fascinating cultural benchmark in the gaming world.
And it serves as a brilliant thematic parallel to how we are currently interacting with all this new technology.
Definitely. The source discusses the morning release of the video game Fatal Fury, City of the Wolves on Xbox.
A massive nostalgic earthquake for the fighting game community. Huge. And it's built on Unreal Engine 5.5. And it utilizes this liquid ink rendering system. The report says it makes every single punch and special move feel like a high-budget anime coming to life in native 4K resolution at a blistering 60 frames per second.
The visual upgrade is stunning, but the strategic depth of the game lies in a new mechanical feature called the Rev System.
The Rev System is fascinating. It basically lets players intentionally overclock their character's core abilities. You can chain together these massive near-infinite combo strings that normally wouldn't even be possible.
But it is a brutal risk-reward management tool.
Exactly.
Because if you push the Rev System too far, your character will overheat. You lose all your special abilities and become completely defenseless for several critical seconds, which usually ends up costing you the match.
So just like pushing a fighting game character to the absolute limit to execute a massive combo, we are currently overclocking our own home networks.
We really are.
We are buying up Mac Minis, downloading massively powerful DeepSeek models, and trying to orchestrate these incredible comfy UI visual factories on our desks.
But if we don't manage the overheat, you know, if we get completely overwhelmed by the steep learning curves of open source software, or if we ignore the severe privacy risks of relying on centralized systems, we leave our digital lives entirely defenseless.
The technology allows you to punch exponentially above your weight class, but it demands that you manage the systemic heat. You have to take responsibility for your own infrastructure.
So pulling all these threads together, what is the final verdict from the tech and analysts regarding this 12-hour window?
The report delivers a definitive ruling on the tech landscape of April 2026. And the true victor of this era isn't the wealthiest entity.
It's not Google.
It's not Google, simply because they possess the capital to write a $40 billion check for an impenetrable digital castle. The winner is the entity that finds the smartest, most efficient way to democratize technology.
DeepSeek crashing inference costs by 50 times through MLA, and Apple putting server-level unified memory into a desktop box. These are the forces shifting the global rules toward intelligence commoditization.
Because no matter how massive Google's $40 billion fortress might be, in a world where deep creative and computational power has been shrunk down and handed to everyone with a backpack, no centralized castle can maintain a total monopoly forever.
Exactly.
The era of computational colonialism, where you are forced to rent your digital intelligence from massive cloud giants, is fracturing. The mandate for your digital life shouldn't be finding a more benevolent landlord. It should be actively seeking true computational sovereignty.
And that leaves us with one final, deeply provocative question to consider. building on everything we've unpacked today.
Okay, let's hear it.
We know that everyday consumers are currently clearing shelves to build localized AI home farms that rival enterprise data centers right in their living rooms. But what happens when these millions of independent, highly intelligent, secure home servers start communicating and trading data directly with each other?
Oh, wow.
Could the ultimate threat to big tech be a completely new decentralized internet powered entirely by backpacks and Mac minis?
Now, that is an incredible thought to mull over. If you own the plumbing, you can connect it directly to your neighbors. You aren't just renting a room anymore. You are laying the foundation for a completely new decentralized city.
Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. Keep building your independence, protect your data, and we will catch you next time.